The long-awaited summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is off. President Trump canceled those plans today. He was supposed to meet Kim in Singapore next month. The White House hoped that would be a step towards ending North Korea's nuclear program. Trump says he scrapped the meeting because of hostile and angry rhetoric coming from North Korea recently. The move leaves the future of Trump's nuclear diplomacy in doubt, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In a one-page letter to the North Korean leader and in later comments to reporters, Trump sounded genuinely disappointed to be backing out of his meeting with Kim. The president called it a missed opportunity and a truly sad moment in history.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
Trump left the door open to rescheduling the summit, though, at some point in the future. He said he felt he'd been building a wonderful dialogue with the North Korean leader. And he told Kim, if you change your mind, please don't hesitate to call or write.
If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
It was just 2.5 months ago that Trump impulsively accepted Kim's invitation to this summit, and in the weeks that followed, Trump steadily built expectations. He and his supporters talked about a Nobel Peace Prize for the president. A military office at the White House even commissioned a commemorative coin. Georgetown professor Victor Cha, who helped oversee Korea policy in the Bush administration, says in the end, the stakes may have grown too high for the president, who believes an important tool of negotiation is the willingness to walk away.
The president, I don't think, ever wants to be in a position where he walks into a meeting where he wants the negotiation more than his counterpart. At least that's the way he's written about it in the past, in Art of the Deal and other places.
For weeks, Kim also seemed eager for the summit. He even released 3 Korean-American prisoners in a goodwill gesture. Trump thanked Kim for that in his letter today, but he also complained about the increasingly bellicose rhetoric coming out of Pyongyang in recent days. Trump says military forces in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are on alert for any, quote, foolish or reckless actions North Korea might take.
We are more ready than we have ever been before.
Trump says for now the U.S. will maintain tough economic sanctions against North Korea. His letter also included some of the same my nuclear button is bigger than yours tone that characterized his earlier interactions with Kim. Speaking at a disarmament conference in Geneva today, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he's deeply concerned by the cancellation of the Trump-Kim summit. And Kelsey Davenport, who directs nonproliferation policy at the Arms Control Association, says the Trump administration is partly to blame. She suggests National Security Advisor John Bolton and others poison the atmosphere for the meeting with comparisons to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who was ultimately overthrown and murdered 8 years after surrendering his own nuclear program.
Loose talk of decimating the country if it doesn't reach a deal, the talk of the Libya model, all of that, played into, North Korea's harsh reaction to the messaging coming out of Washington.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee also complains that the administration had not adequately prepared for the summit or assessed Kim's willingness to disarm. That argument was rejected by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
I think the American team's fully prepared. I think we're rocking. I think we're ready.
Pompeo personally met twice with Kim in recent weeks and says the two had agreed to set up teams to coordinate the summit. In recent days, though, Pompeo says when U.S. officials reached out to ask about those teams, they heard only silence from the North Korean side. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.